It's Limud Hayom. L'zeichu Nishma Tichil Simcha B'Moshe Tzvi Zichrono Livracha on his 31st yahrzeit. May the learning be as chus for his neshama. I don't know what's the lashon tefillah. The learning will be as chus for his neshama. Sponsored by his children, Dr. and Mrs. Moshe Breit. Okay, we are at the Mishnah. We're going to start again. Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. Mashloi Mashal. Chazal made a mashal to a girl's mature. I'm sorry, I forgot. I'm sorry, my mistake. I didn't have it open. My mistake, I apologize. Well, I was ready to go to the Gemara. I was all into the Gemara. We are in the last paragraph of Kinnah, so we have to copyright being jealous today. He says, here. He says, yes, Lashir Saiba Zaina Maliach Lani Lushain. That the Ani can't sleep because the some cipher says, because the rich guy has money. But that Max Vegas, he doesn't. What happens is, he can't handle the fact that he can't live like the rich guy. By day Zen, Nichnasim Lachaybis Blichesbin. So what does he do? He makes the same kind of chasen as the rich guy, the same kind as bar mitzvah as the rich guy. Summer vacation has to be like the rich guy. Midwinter, he has to fly to Florida. Atcha b'saif, niskoam ba'alfi chaybis, he gets stuck with thousands of debts. And the lots and limkers beisam, they have to sell their house. Island side of the chutzlaris, writing for an Eretz-Yisrael crowd, or to travel the chutzlaris to collect money. But yes, ma'am, shesayfim ra mark, you do a rachman of the sun. Some people end up in bad shape. Because they're bad, they shall kill kulas beisam b'mishpat. They didn't live within their means. To spend what you get for the Yisr. It happens to the women whose daitam is kala. They might have bina yisera, whatever you want to learn in bina yisera, but it's daitam kala, meaning they don't see, they don't able to deal with reality as well as men. They want to get everything they see by others. And he can't handle the pressure. Somebody who weighs his words in judgment doesn't let his wives persuade them. He spends what he can. The style, the cursed style, that's what he calls it, mother is style. And Shazab Bombi Gaim, it's a Yiddish word, by the way, the mother. Shazab Bombi Gaim, the Yisrei Kronos, that comes from Gaim, and people who have nothing to do. Even our Eilam, Dr. Chaim, is grabbed, is hold, is unfortunately captured with this or grabbed by this. Fortunate is the person that keeps his eyes straight. Run away from death like one runs away from fire. Be careful not to borrow money. He writes somebody, you're holding on to the midah of scattering your money for less. I don't know, Bobby has a better translation than that. For one day, you already broke the fence, and you're borrowing money that will destroy your Atzilus HaNefesh, means your
noble nature.
It'll cause embarrassment. It's good to be naive in the way of Torah for a day or two. Somebody starves himself in order to have a ruach tahara, meaning if he keeps within his means, he keeps away from things that can bring to a ruach tumah. All his treasured things. Yes, it's a major problem. People live not according to their means. See, again, I can only say, my parents' generation did not have the... I don't know if they had the Nisayan, but they definitely were aimed at it. My parents didn't spend money that they had. They never had a credit card. And they survived.
Rabbi Meisel Zelder paid cash for everything he ever had.
Who?
Rabbi Meisel Zelder. Paid cash for everything he had, with the exception of his house.
Well, my parents said they had to get a credit card because they couldn't get a mortgage without it. So
well,
my credit rating.
Yeah, I understand. I said my parents never had a credit card. Everything was paid for. They died without. They died without a penny debt. I told my kids, whoever takes my Yerusha, which is Svarim, that's all I own, that they own my house, they have to pay my debts. Okay. We are, I think I started the recording. Okay, Mishnah. Mishnah, Dr. Mishnah, muscle, there is a muscle. Muscle, muscle, chachamim. The chachamim compared a woman to a maturing fruit. This is a memzayin amadalaf, b'isha. Paga, which is a small fig. Baicho means a fig that grew a little bit. The tsamo means a completely grown. But that's not referring necessarily to a fruit. It's referring to tsamo means yata samaleya. It's an acronym for a woman that's full already. Now, it's interesting, the Gra points out, and the Gra goes into Mahalach, that a single girl is compared to a fruit, to a fig, and a married woman is compared, Eshtachon, to Geffen, Peria. She's compared to a Geffen. Anybody that wants to delve into that, have a nice day, but I don't know that, but that's what the Gra points out. Interesting. Either to Paga, either to Nikas. If she's, it hasn't grown yet, her breasts have not shown any signs of maturity yet. It's, it means she's still a young girl. She's not a Nara. Baicho, elu yamei ni'ureha. That means she's a Nara. That means, as Rashi will point out, that once she develops breasts to a certain size, and the Gemara will say what size, that's a siman she has shnei tzaras. That's 100% proof that she has shnei tzaras. Meaning, basically, that the maturity affects shnei tzaras before it affects the breasts. Bezu bezu amru, at both stages, avir zakeh b'mtziyasa, he gets what she finds. The Gemara says in Ksubas because of Eva, he shouldn't be upset at her. Ubemai shiadam, what she earns. Ubaforis adara, he has the right to be made for an adara. Tsamo, what is that? Kibin shabagra, shubayin l'avir rishusba, she's a totally independent girl for all financial nadarim and all other things. Ezel sumanim, what are the simanim of tamo? Rashi learns. By the way, Tysus argued, but we're going to learn Rashi, that the fold under the breast develops. There's a certain fold that you can see under the breast. It has to be bigger than that. It has to hang a little bit down. Yatu means bend down. The area around the nipple, I don't know what it's called. Some of it has a name. What?
Areola
gets dark. They say nice and good dollar ukats. He should be able to push in the nipple. Shekeya v'shaya lachter goes in and doesn't bounce out immediately. That's a sign of total maturity. Rashi. The Rashi pargo smadar. That's the stage of the fig. Kach be'isha oidem tinaikas. Karlo paga. Kozuman shein l'simen loy b'dadem v'loy b'saras. She has no breasts and no hair. Baichu, because I'm pretty glad with sas when it grows a little bit. To the Tani B'Gemara, Hata'ena Mishayiv Chalu. Figs, when they reach that stage, are Chayiv and Meiser. Kach, Kshiesh L'Shim and Dadin Tzas, slight Dadin, B'Yadua, a little bit of Dadin, B'Yadua Shavir Shnei Saris V'Narehi. Samo, B'Gemara Mepharish L'Loshin the Trikin, it's an abbreviation. Yata Samaleya, she's full. Kshiesh L'Shim and Mubig B'Dadeha, she has a clear simon in her breast. Of maturity. The Mishnah will explain what are the simanim of tamo, v'hi begeres, and she is the begeres. Bezu bezu, afilu kshinara, avia zakoi. The sibin arev, base avia, kol shvach niure, all the profits, gains of a girl, is lavia to her father. Ezi simanim, at tamo koi, going on a begeres. Kemet, whatever that word is, shigadlu dadea, achakafu ma'ata lochosep, slightly leans on the breast, the yirik can come in and you see a fold. Mishiyatu, I should say you notice the fold, because the fold you can't see into. Mishiyatu, the dilem yaiser, it's a little bigger. Happy timus, Raish Hadad, the top of the breast, Kwanitla Pitmasai, like the pitum of the asterisk. Interesting, it's not the very nipple, it's around the nipple, the areola. Ukits, Kamay Ukse Agasim, Hudai Shodad, this is the tip of the breast. Shatinik yainik. Upitaimus hainus svivois ukats. That's around the ukats. The ukats is the nipple, and this is the areola around it. Dr. Gemar Weiter, paga oidetinaikus. The ksiv hat'eina chanta pageha. Pasik says the fig has started is blossoming the park. Before it grows, the sign that it's going to grow. It's like a pre-sign. So we see it's a slight growth. The Trashi, Mishavchilu Chayavim B'Maisa, Der Chayav B'Maisa. We have a rabbi of Mechonim, a rabbi. Shiyal Ben Reshehem, when their head starts going whiter, I think it's going on the fig. When the fig starts going a little white, so Trashi, Shemishtalim, they change Kishmagdilim, Hochanami Mishishtana Hadad. The comparison is a change in the fig starts growing. You see a little bit of a sign of a fruit that's whitish. So here, when the breast starts changing, the year by siman shemagdo, and you see a siman that it's starting to grow. My nefesh was disgusted. How do you translate batikzer? Repulsed from them. Began nafsham bochalubi, and their nefesh grew on me. Meaning, when you're disgusted with something, it looks like it's growing beyond. Meaning, you can't handle it. It looks like it's tremendous. It might be a small thing, but in your eyes, it just grows and grows. So, Trashi, I'm sorry, let me just finish the Gemara. Samo, what does Samo stand for? It's like saying, Yata Sambalaya. She came out full. Rashi, Bachlabi, Gladlalai. Grow on me. Other Makatsbidavar, somebody that's disgusted with something, near like a Gadla, looks big. Nothing in my right to raise a simonim. Rabbi Yisrael, I remember she gave Allah HaKemet, when the fold grows. Amr Shmuel, lo yishmi Allah HaKemet mamish. It doesn't have to be a complete fold. Elokadei shetach zayah der lacherer, v'niris kemishi Allah HaKemet tachas hadad. I think it means when she leans her hand back like this, then the breast leans on her breast, and it looks like a fold. So Enochinami, when she's standing, might not look like a fold yet. Smaller than looking like a fold. But when she leans back, that pushes the breast against the breast, and that the breast against the chest, and that makes the look like a fold. That's what Shmuel touched. Zot Rashi. No Rashi. Shmuel, now here comes an interesting Gemara. Shmuel, Bodak B'Amsei, he used to check his maidservants to see the Simanim. Right, but how did the breast develop when they have Shesaris? I don't think he checked their Shesaris, but he checked their breasts. And he paid her for the Baishas. Now, even though we paskin ain't la vadim Baishas, vadim don't get paid for Baishas, but still, it's not right to be mevaza them. So he might get an einish for embarrassing them. He might not have to pay for it, because anyway it would go to him if he paid for it. But he felt wrong that he's mevazeh shevcha. But for money, people are meichel their busha. That's what happens. People will do crazy things for money. Shmuel tamei, damei shmuel loyla mem tavoidu lavoidu nisatim loyla busha. You're not allowed to embarrass your slaves. Even Gaisha have a kanani. Not allowed to embarrass them. But if they're meichel, he paid her, she was meichel. Shmuel miyachid lehen. Shmuel used to, that is a new halacha. He used to get them husbands, meaning he had one shivcha and he gave her an eved knani, and they would live together as if they were husband and wife. There's no kedushin, but he had one shivcha per one eved. Became like a husband and wife. Rav Nachman machnos lehen. Rav Nachman used to change the husbands by them. He did not think they needed a kviyastika husband. There's no kedushin anyway. They are like hefker, so to speak. They can live with whoever they want to. So he let different abadim live with different shivchas. Rav Sheshes, Masala Larami, he used to give them to Goyim. He held they could marry Goyim. He used to give them to Goyim. But Amar Lehem is Daro Yisrael. He told them, you can marry Goyim, but stay away from Yid. Rashi? Look, Rashi.
Rabbi, I'm sorry. Why did Shmuel have to check his Eved Kanani? What was the purpose?
Why did he check this lady? He wanted to see exactly when these simanim develop, how it relates to her maturity level. I'm going to explain it in other. If you give me like five more minutes, I'll spend more time on this. Rashi. He wasn't master demishim baishas. He felt it would be embarrassing for the maidservants to have different avadim use them, live with them at different times. He felt that the maidservants deserve the respect of having a eved that's her husband. Even though it's not a halachic husband, but he felt as her for not embarrassing her, she should be treated more human-like. He did not darshan like Shmuel. You're not allowed to embarrass your avodim. La Rabbi, he let them marry Goyim, which just means he didn't control them in whoever they married. He just said, just don't keep away from Jews, that's all. Now, okay, I'm going to spend a few minutes. I'd rather learn the next Gemara, and then we'll, what? Again, in this area, the Torah says that they're hefker. They're no marriage. Again, this is the halacha. Shmuel had a special reason. He held his mechuyav and baishta. He didn't disagree with the halachic aspect that they're not bound to a man. Okay, I might as well spend the time now. Let me explain this. The reason Shmuel checked it, what did he check it for? Now, I'm going to learn like Rashi. This is a major machlokes rishonim. The reason there's a machlokes rishonim is because there's a Gemara in Kedushin that says that ein beinaris labagris o shisha chadashim buvad. That Naris the Bagris is a 6-month process. So the question the Rishonim asked is, so why do I need some money for Bagris? She becomes a Nara, 6 months later, she's a Begaris. What are the physical signs of Begaris tell us? So this is a Shaila in the Rishonim. I'll tell you Rashi's answer. I'll mention one other answer, but I'm going to stick to Rashi's shot. Rashi learned 6 months is a maximum. But really, a girl can become a begaris less than 6 months. Ela shisha chadashim bovad, Rashi learns, not more than 6 months. So from the day she develops tesaris and she's 12, there's no more time in between her becoming a nara and a begaris than 6 months. But it can be 4 months. It can be 5 months. So that needs simanim. So Shmuel wanted to understand the concept of simanim. So he used his shifras to figure out how the grass grows vis-a-vis the maturity process of the 6 months. Is it 6 months? Is it less than 6 months? Exactly when these stages happen, so he should be able to paskin, is this girl begaris or not? But he wasn't going to check a Jewish woman, so he checked the shifra kananis.
He wasn't going to check the stars.
That... Well, of course, he didn't check stesaris. Right, exactly. But even stesaris wouldn't have helped him. He didn't check that because it could be 4 months after Stesaris. It could be 5 months after Stesaris. You have to look for the physical signs of Begaris.
Not Stesaris.
Again, Stesaris is Nara. Now, in between Naris and Begaris, Rashi learns, is no more than 6 months. But it could be less than 6 months. So that's why the physical signs of Begaris become a necessity to figure out when did this girl transfer from Naris to Bagris.
How do you explain based on those that hold it?
Okay, so again, that's Rashi Shita, Rashi and Kedushin, and that's how it makes sense in this Gemara. Other Rishonim learned it's a 6-month process, no more, no less. So what's these Gemarim? That's the Kasha. So there are multiple Terutim, I only mention one. One of the Rishonim say the difference is one day. The day of the 6 months. Is that part of the 6 months? Or is that post 6 months? So the simanim will determine the status of that one day. If he has the simanim, we'll say the day of the 6 months is bagrus. And if he doesn't have the physical simanim yet, we say she's still a naira for one more day. Because they learn it can't be more nor less than 6 months. But Rashi Shita is, it can be more, but it can be less. And therefore the simanim play a role in determining. Now, why Shmuel did this? I guess Shmuel was under Madrega that he could look at this woman's breast and be unaffected by it. If not, he wouldn't have done it. Dr. Gemara Weiter, Rabbi Yossi Eimer, Rabbi Yossi says, right, talks about the 4 shitas in the Mishnah, what the simani bagrus are for the breast. Now, the Gemara is going to bring 4 different simanim. So Rashi learns, they line up. And halacha, they're just different simanim. Tysus, because of this, wants to learn that I'm just mentioning this, we stick to Rashi. Tysus wants to learn that that it means the simanim of Naris, the Mishnah. Those are the lesser simanim, and the Gemara is talking about simanim begaris. But Rashi learns they're all about simanim begaris, we stick to Rashi. I'm sorry, my yokuts. What is the ukif that the Mishnah refers to when it said you push it in and it doesn't jump back? Shmuel uktzei shodad. It means the corner of the breast, which is, we call it the nipple. Tana Rabbana, Eilu ein simonei bagras. Rabbeinu Reb Tzadok Omer, mishis kashkusu hadadim. Rashi, kamel kashkeshes lefanav kizug. Means it shakes. The breasts are big enough to shake. Kolemi gedaylem harbe. Much bigger. So according to this man, the Amar, bagras doesn't happen. So you have, again, according, we're learning like Rashi, within the 6 months for her to become a begaris, it would have to be much bigger than the Mishnah mentioned. Now Rashi says, suffik, I don't know what it means. Rashi says, doesn't know what it means. Doesn't know what yachsiv reich achaitim means. That's what Rashi says. Now, Titus understands that Rashi doesn't know what reich achaitim is. Not what yachsiv means. Yachsiv means turns pale. But Titus doesn't know, Rashi doesn't know what the word reich achaitim means. Titus says it's when it inclines downwards, meaning the breasts start moving towards the front when it, quote-unquote, has a angle. I don't know what word to use in English. It angles downwards. That's a much older stage. So Trashi, he doesn't know what that means either. Suffolk. He doesn't know what Yavtsu means. How does Artsko translate Yavtsu? The Arish item to say a translation, I just, I think, cracks? I'm not sure.
Perforated.
Perforated, okay. Zug to Rashi doesn't know what it means. Zug to
Gemara Vayit. All ladies have big breasts.
Again, obviously big enough to shake. That's all it's saying. I don't know. Listen, I'm not a bucky in these things. I can only tell you that the Gemara says that's this year. And again, it's never more than 6 months. So these simonim are not necessary once it's 6 months past Naris. That's what I'm trying to say. It's only necessary if it's an early bagras. Reb Yaisi says, when the I think it means the areola, I don't know, how does he translate it?
Crown
the nipple. Dr. Rashi, shegadol ha'ukat v'av, that the nipple becomes thicker, umuka v'atara, and it's surrounded by a crown. That's not the areola. That's something else besides the areola that's right around the nipple. Since Zotrashi, don't ask a contradiction in the Mishnah, he said a different year. In the Mishnah, he said you push the nipple in. Rashi's saying it's one and the same. Because remember, Rashi learned these are all simani bagras. He doesn't want a contradiction in Rabbi Yaisi. He says, Rabbi Yaisi just giving you another way of knowing that simon. Reb Shimon Eimer, Mishin Ismael Hakaf. Reb Shimon switches from her breast to her private area, and he says when the cuff, the spoon-like thing, for lack of a better word, becomes soft, Zuk Rashi, Top Rashi, Amid Beis, Mikaf, Milmata Hu Abeis Arechem, it's on top of her womb on the outside. He means Tapuach Gvaya, it's like an apple-shaped thing, meaning it's like a rise. The, over her rechem, by her rechem, the flesh, her body rises. It's the fire shall come on. And when it gets maturer, it softens. That tapuach, which as a kid is harder, softens when she gets older. How does Artsko translate it?
The crest flattens.
The crest, calls it a crest, flattens. Okay. The chenoi Reb Shimon. Some say Ben Yochai, some say Reb Shimon, it's the same person. Aimer, Shloisha Simonim Nasim Chachamim Be'isha Momata. There are three Simonim that affect a woman in her private area. V'kenegda Momaila, and there's three Simonim that are noticeable in the breast. Paga Momaila, if she has not started developing any breast, V'yadua Shaloya V'ya Shtei Saris. You can assume that she doesn't have Shtei Saris. Baichu Momaila, once it starts growing, that means, according to this, it seems to say that it happens simultaneous. The breasts start growing as soon as she gets Tesaris. And some of Momaila, when it's completely grown, whatever that siman was, that we just had eight different shittas or seven different shittas, be a duish in Ismail HaKaf, then you know that the crest flattens. My kaf, Amravuna Makim Tapuach, yes, Lamaila Maisa Makim. There's a tapuach, a high area above her private area. Hebrew Shemagdelas, the older it gets, Mismayach, it flattens. Rashi, Mumaila Bedadin. That's the only Rashi. Shalouis Rebbe. So they asked Rebbe, Halacha Kedivre Mi. What do we paskin like? We had all these simanim. What is the halacha? Shaluch Lahu, Kedivre Kulan Lahachmer. You're machmer like everybody. Now, what does that mean? Let's do Rashi. Now, let's remember, if she's a Megaris, her father can't be made for Nadar. If she's not a Megaris, father can't be made for Nadar. If she's a Megaris, her father can't be Makabal Kedushin. She can. If she's a Nara, her father can also be Makabal Kedushin. So this is going to make Nafkaminas. Here is a girl. If you don't know she's a Nara or a Megaris, there's multiple chumras here. Is a netter a netter? Is a netter not a netter? Here, Baruch, I didn't think you would come to this. By the way, this is a special schustus test. I wrote it up yesterday, and I had it together with my mail, and it's in the mailbox. So now I had to rewrite it again this morning. Remember.
At desk?
What? On the table both times. Right. But the first time I'm on the ship mail, I had it together with my mail, I went right into the mailbox. So somebody's going to get it. Either that or the mailman will get it or go to the garbage. I don't know. He probably wonders what these questions are. But anyway. So there's not Kaminas here. If she's a Nara, she's Mukadashis by her father. If she's a Megaris, it was worth nothing. He was made for a Neger. Was it a Afara or not a Afara? These are questions. It can go either way. There's Kumris either way. So, halacha kedivrei kulam b'hachmer, zok Rashi, and Rashi takes his time to explain it. Zok Rashi, eizem me'elu shetavri, once she brings any one of the eight, shuvei navia made for nedarah, he's not allowed to be made for nedar. The b'zakina le'bebaitwis, we say she might be a begaris. This kaskasu afagav le'hichsev, that's if it shakes, even though it didn't turn pale, because there's no necessary order in some of those. We don't know what happens first, the pale or the shake. That's how Pashup Shat. As soon as one develops, his ownership over her stops. He shouldn't be Mekadosh anymore, and he shouldn't be made for Nidorim. Is Dami Lahachmer, others say, Enemamenes Mishosh Nirabo Echem and Asamanam Alolo. Meum stops. We learned the beginning, middle of last week, that if a girl turns 12, even if her husband did not have any relationship with her, Chazal don't want me in anymore. Now, he's going to ask that in a second, because me in has nothing to do with Bagrus. So therefore, he's going to dispute this answer. But we don't let Chalitza till she has all the Samana. But that doesn't work, Sartrachi, because me and Chalitza don't depend on Bagrus. On 12 and a half, they depend on 12. We're talking about simonim of a begeris. What in the world does that have to do with miyun and chalitza? Because Rashi of a lad milti, the non-starter. That's a little yavi echamem gdaili. If she has no simonim of bagrus, she's a gdaila. Veinim amenes v'chalitza. Shar kolas simonim alol uva bagrus nemru. These are all simonim about a 12 and a half. The last stage. I mean, may narasi gdaila the miyun and chalitza. Miyun and chalitza depend on her becoming a mara. Shar rabbi of yishtei saris. So Rashi rejects that pshat. Lishnachrina, halacha kedivrei kulam lahachmer, havia echad min hasimanim halalu. If she bought any of these simanim, v'afilu hakoidim shebekulam, even the earliest one, the lo yavia skulam, she doesn't have all of them, begeres ve'ena begeres. She's a suffix begeres. In the first shot, he learned, any one siman, we have to be machmer. In the second shot, he says, all simanim, besides the last one, you have to consider her as a suffix. What if she did kedushin and her father did kedushin? And we don't know whose kedushin worked. She could get mishneim. She has to divorce both. She partially has left. Why? Because it's possible that that made her a begeris. Her kedushin trumps. But I mean, by in Kayak Lefty Kedusha Via. But she can't get rid of her father's Kedusha, not Shetavia Skulon. So it's very similar to the first shot. First shot, Lahachmir meant stop doing Kedusha, stop being made for Nadar. It didn't talk about what if it did happen. In the third shot, he's saying it creates a whole kind of sphakis. He does Kedusha, she does Kedusha. What do you do? So he says, once she has one simon, we don't know what works until she has all the simonim. So that's the nafkamina between all these shots.
How do you believe her? Because Simonim might come suddenly. Each one suddenly happens by the time they get based in or whatever they put them up.
How do you believe her?
We're speaking about honest people, I assume.
Again. Yeah, I understand. But then I'm trying to figure out what you... Let's give me the scenario. What happened? Give me the story.
You married yourself off.
Right. And he married her off.
And he married her off at the same time.
Right. Exactly. And she has one of the simanim.
Well, you have to take her word for it or her
mother. Wait a minute. She has one of the simanim and she comes, shows up. The Rebbetzin checks her. She has one of the simanim.
Yes, before anything happens, they always check the girl.
Again, if it's...
The father wants to marry her off.
Let me just say, the simanim at a certain point in time, you don't have to check the girl. You see she has large breasts.
Yes, well, before that, when it first appears, one simon, she has to be checked out by her mother? Or by
no, because if the father doesn't accept Kedushin, it won't make a problem. I don't know any 12-year-old that the father married off, unless you're in that, what's that group called in Guatemala? I forgot the name of the group. Whatever it is, it's... Leif Tahr. Right, unless you're from Leif Tahr, no 12-year-old gets married.
But there was a time when people...
Yes, and then they would have to be checked. But now, nobody's not a gay. To be a gay, how far is the Dharam? But I don't know fathers that are made for the Dharam either, these days. Because I don't know, when was the last time you were made for the Dharam for your daughter? You have kind of hard daughters. You ever made for the Dharam? No. I was never made for my daughter's Dharam.
Oh, my wife said something. I said, oh, no, I'm made for that.
Yeah. On a nether? I don't think she made a nether.
She said something and I said,
could be, okay. But it's not so much that you could be made for everything. Then you have to go through that walk of what you can and what you can't be made for. Either never, Shvena, Lebena, you know, whatever it is. That's my writer. Repubba of Rabchinin de Breda Vika. This is an argument, Repubba of Rabchinin de Breda Vika. Not in halacha. But that words of Shaluch Lahu that Rebbe said, Kedivrei Kulon Lahachmer, what was he referring to? Was he referring to our Mishnah, which we just said? Or was he referring to a different Mishnah? We have a Messiah, the Rebbe said the words. They asked him, who do we passing like? He said, be Machmer like everybody. Now, there's an argument to Amaroim on what Rebbe said that on. We just quoted it in our Mishnah. But not everybody agrees that Rebbe said it about our Mishnah. It might be true, but the question is, what did Rebbe say it on? So there's a machoikas from Papa Rabchina de Beredevik, Chad Masni Aha, one said it in our Mishnah, the Chad Masni Achotzer Tzuris. And one said it, they take out the word Tzuris, a locked up Chotzer, protected Chotzer, I don't know what Rabbi Nuarchko translated that.
One that is obligated in tithes.
What? No, that's Viter. That's the line afterward, the line before. Achotzer Tzuris.
In courtyard?
Tyrian.
I can't hear you, what?
Tyrian. It's a lot like it's almost like the name of a place.
I mean, it's right here. It comes from Tyrian. Meaning it basically means the protected chutz, the tan. The halacha is, according to one Mandi Amar, that once the grain enters the chutz, you no longer can snack from it. Once it's in the chutz, biblically speaking, you can always snack as long as you don't take a meal from tevel. But rabbinically, once it enters the chutzner, it's banned. One man diem says the chutzner, one man diem says the house. We're going now with the chutzner. What type of chutzner do you need? You need a chutzner that's called a watched chutzner. A chutzner that's not, quote-unquote, open. Now, what determines a watched chutzner? So we have all different opinions. Eizah chutzner tzuris shechayev es v'maitzer. At what point does it become chayev that you can't snack unless you take mitzer? Reb Shimon Eimer, Chatzer Tzuris means Shakelim Nishmarim B'Teicha, that Kelim are safe. Now, what is that? What does that mean? What does Kelim safe mean? My Chatzer Hatzuris. I'm a Rabbi Babachan, I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Shekein B'Tzur, Shaymer Meshivin, Shaymer HaPesach HaChatzer. In the city of Tyre, they used to have a watchman at your Chatzer, a guard. Security guard. That security guard makes it chayiv a meister. So according to Shimon, no security guard, no chayiv meister. Not a watch chatzer. Rabbi Kiva Eimer, Rabbi Eichel is explaining to Shimon. Rabbi Kiva Eimer, kol she'echad pitzayach ve'echad nayo tura. If you have two partners, and the guy walks in and out without any kind of control, even the owners, partners. That means it's not watched. That means you can get in and out. But if for some reason you can't get in and out, even if there's no shimer, it is considered watched. Rav Nechemya Eimer, kol she'ein adam bush lachol b'taycha chayavis. You know, some people don't like to eat in public. It's a new phenomenon in America in 2026 that people don't like to eat in public. It doesn't happen. But, you know, they wouldn't be eating in restaurants. You know, I was once eating at a restaurant in Borough Park. I took my class there. I didn't eat because I couldn't eat. I felt I was sitting on the avenue. The windows were open. I was sitting in a place. Your mommy felt like you were sitting out in public. But a lot of people don't mind eating in public. But in those days, people didn't like to eat in public. So anybody that's not embarrassed to eat in his chatzer, he feels it's private enough that he can eat there and he's not going to have people watching him eat, that's considered a watch chatzer. When he walks in, nobody asks him, what are you doing here? Can I help you? People come in. If anybody that walks in is approached, can I help you? That means he obviously doesn't belong there unless he has a reason. Why else? What? Yeah. I mean, you're not selling. It's not a store that you want people to walk into. It's a private cluster. If somebody walks in, you say, can I help you? Why do you say that? Because it's private. Say a new halacha. What if you have two chatzeres? One is an inner one, one is an outer one. Now, the outer ones don't go into the inner ones because they live. There's no reason for them. But the inner ones automatically have to pass through the outer ones to get to the street. So, because the outer one is not private, because all the inner one people can legally walk through. So, as Rabbi Halacha Kedivri me, Amar Lahu, Halacha Kedivri Kulan Lachmer. He said, be Machmer like everything. Now, what does that mean? There's a long Rashi. Zog Rashi, Shechayevas v'maiser, Shekavas Tvua v'maiser. It establishes that the Tvua is Chayev v'maiser. The Kaimelon, Chatzer Kavas, that the Chatzer can establish it, that you no longer can sack, b'msech tizbeya. She'echet paiseyach v'echet nayo. You don't have a shomer that opens and closes the door. Anybody can walk in and close it. La bashimuri, that's not called guarded. Uptura, the la shma chatzer. That's not called a chatzer that's private. Kol shenichnasim la ptura, v'avagav de'ein adam v'yishlecho b'teicha. Rabbi Yossi says, you might not be embarrassed to eat there, but if somebody comes in, you say to him, sir, what are you doing? If you don't say, what are you doing, then it's not private. Once it has any of those things, either a watchman, or nobody can just walk in and out, or even if there's a watchman, but if the partners can come in and out without having to be let in and out, that's not private. Meaning maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Shomer might be enough to make it private. Maybe not. And if nobody can walk in and out, chayevus kriba kiva. If for some reason people don't walk in without knocking the door, so that's private. They can't just walk in and out, even if there's not a shomer. And if you're not embarrassed to eat there, chayevus. I've got the leg of shomer. That could happen even if there's no watchman and people walk in and out. People can walk in without knocking. If you ask him what he's doing here, chayevus, I feel less b'mechar hani, even if none of them are there. I mean, you have to be machmer. As soon as one of them happens, you have to say, this might be a guarded chatzer. Stop snacking. Lishna achrina, halacha kedivri kulam lahachmer. means that you go to the most chamed kashita. So according to the Lishna Achrina, like the first one that happens, which means
the most
let's read the Rashi if you'll finish. Now, let me explain. The sequence, according to the Lishna Achrina, is the first sign of privacy, is that people aren't embarrassed to eat there. Once people aren't embarrassed to eat there, people are still walking in, and they're not asking everybody, what are you doing here? It's the most, I should say, the least private of privacy. Once that reaches, it's chayav a meiser, but only in the chumra. Let me explain. Rashi is saying, I can't separate from something that's not chayav yet on something that isn't is chayav. So let's say I have grain that's definitely chayav a meiser, and I have this grain now and this chutzer that we're questioning whether this became chayav a meiser. We don't know if this is considered private, and we have a whole list of opinions whether this is considered private. Whole list. So the Lishna Achrina, you're stuck. You can't eat without taking Meiser, but you can't mix it with that other grain that's definitely Chayav Meiser, because it might not be Chayav Meiser yet. So that's the Chumra. The first sheet that said the Chumra is, once you reach that level, it's Chayav Meiser. Whatever level comes first. The second one is saying, it's Chayav Meiser, but you can't use it for other Meiser. The first sheet that didn't seem to worry about that. Seemed to say, any of the things happen, it's considered garden. Now you can mix it with other grain and use it for mice. The second sheet to say, no, we're not sure yet if it's watched. And therefore, yes, you can snack, but you also can't use it to mix it with the other thing. The trashy, the kibin shein adam baish lecha b'taycha, kivas l'maiser. But you need the most strict one, Rashi is saying, is having the watchman. And then, till then, you can't mix it. Now, this is a Peladika Rashi. The Rishayim are very bothered by Rashi, because the halacha is, again, I'm just mentioning the question. The halacha is, even before the grain comes into the chatzar, I can separate Meiser. I don't have to, I can snack. But there's no halacha that says it has to reach the point of no snacking before I mix it with other grain. There's no such halacha. You're allowed to take grain in the field and separate it on grain in your house. Even though one can't snack and one you can't snack. Rashi seems to be saying that until the point that reaches no snack, you can't mix it with things that are no snack. There's no such halacha. At least, we don't know of such halacha. That's the kasha on Rashi. I don't have an answer.
I said it's not about a delis, but about a chotzer. When it comes to the delis,
I don't know what you're talking about delis. There's no delis here.
I know there's no delis here, but you happen to mention that.
Open the door and close the door. That's how you get into a chotzer. It's not an open chotzer. Your front yard is not a chotzer, Mr. Maris. It's a hefker belt.
You're talking about the front door when you
front door of your house. I'm not talking about a house.
I know that. I just want to know something else.
What do you want to know?
What's the front door and the back door? Halacha.
No difference. That I know of. I mean, both are chayav and mezuzah. If you use them, I don't see why not. Okay. In those days, they only used one door. The other door was not used as an entry. It was to store things. It was not the way you go into the house. This has nothing to do with the sukkah. Okay, so that's the sukkah Masechtas Brachas. That Masechtas Brachas, I believe, is Lamed Hayam Beis. Rabbi Smith will correct me. Chassidim Rishayim, there are tracks from the other way. There's a few places. But this has nothing to do with the sukkah. We're talking about a chatzah, we're not talking about going into the house. That's a sukkah over there, you have to take it in the regular way. In those days, it was a regular way. Some people use their back door, not their front door, today. In those days, everybody went in the main way. Dr. Mishnah Weiser, as we move on maturity level, okay, so we got it through Bagrus. We have a boy through 13, and we have a girl through 12 and a half. Now, what happens if there's no simonim? Here's a girl, she's 15 years old, or a boy who's 15 years old and has no shtei saris, and she has no breasts. I mean, no breath to group. So what happens? Zog the Mishnah, Bas Esrim Shanish Lo Yaviyah Shtei Tzaris. A 20-year-old that didn't bring Shtei Tzaris, Tavi Raya, she proves she Bas Esrim Shana. Today it would be a birth certificate. In those days, it was neighbors. How do you know how old she is? She tells you she's 20, maybe she's 16. How do you know? She proves that she's 20. Today, it would be her birth certificate. Then it was neighbors who say she's been around for 20 years. We remember, we were there at the Kiddush, right? But she's islandess. If she gets classified as an islandess, which means she's now an adult, Chayav no mitzvahs, gets punished, but she can never, and by the way, if somebody marries her, he has to know she's an islandess, because if he's not an islandess, if she doesn't know, it's a Mecca toss. Most people marry women to have children, and she can't have a child. So Lecha Letzah Zloy Mishabemis. The Torah does not give a mitzvah of Yibum or Chalitza for her. If her husband's brother died, she's not eligible for Yibum or Chalitza, because the Torah said she has to be capable of Sher Teleid. She has to be capable of conceiving. She's not. Last, Ben Esrim Shana Shlehebi Shtei Tzaris. Move over to the boy version. Yavi Raya, Vi Raya to Ben Esrim Shana. Bring a Raya that he's 20. Vuhu Tzaris. And again, he's an adult. Chayav no mitzvahs, he can do kedushin. But my chayav is like me up. There's no chalitza and yibum for the same reason. Yibum and chalitza apply to people that can't conceive or can't impregnate. Eilu divrei Beisil. That's Beisil's opinion. Bishamay Aymrim, Zev is Zev and Shmaya Esrei. It's at 18. Not at 20, but at 18. The Eliezer Aymer, Hazachah Gedivrei Beisil. Boys is like Beisil. That's at 20. And the Kedivrei Gedivrei Bishamay. Why? So each of them marries love and lives Nayesh. Because women are supposed to mature faster. At 18, they reach the stage of maturity, or whatever you want to call it, that a boy reaches at 20. Zakrachi, Lechaletas, 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 she can marry whoever wants to take her. Rachmana Patra, the Torah Patra, the Sivoy, Abachar, Shetelade, Karatla, Islandess, Shaini, Aletas. It's excluding an islandess. Saris, La Barchalitu, the Siv Lahokim Lahokim Shaybi Yisrael. He has to be able to have children. By the way, nobody's guaranteeing him children, but he has to have the physical ability to have children. Vaiva Barachiu. He doesn't have it. Yaviu Rayesh Yuben Esrim, Zakrashi who? Kroy Vaish, I said neighbors, right? He says relatives, Yaviu Raya. Somebody's got to tell us that she's 20. How do we know she's 20? Dr. Gamar Vaitur and Mini, I'll ask you a contradiction. Makes no difference of a 9-year-old boy. And a 20-year-old. That means a 20-year-old is not a gadol. It makes no difference if he doesn't have Shtei Tzaris. I don't care if he's 9 or if he's 20. At 20, then it depends if he has the physical signs of a person who can't have children. The Gemara Yevamos lists a whole bunch of things that a Saris usually has. So at this, if the person is 20 and he has no Shtei Tzaris but no Simanei Tzaris, he's considered a katan. The Gemara will say in a few minutes, in a few lines, till 35. So he's halfway through his lifespan of 70, he is considered a katan. But if he has Simanei Tzaris at 20, he becomes an adult. Meaning, if he has some money, sorry, at 16, he doesn't mean anything. Because till 20, we don't classify him as a Saris. Because you can get Shtei Saris, and there goes your Simani Saris. So at 20, without Shtei Saris, with Simani Saris, then he becomes a Saris. And when that Mishnah says 9 and 20 make no difference, that's for somebody who does not have Simani Saris, Rashi. Uramini. Echadli ben Teisha Shanim's name, then Echadlehem. They both have the same din. That Biyase Kamaimer Begadl, that if he lives with the Yavama, it's like a Mimer, it's rabbinic, to the middle of the L, like we said it before by a cotton. I'm a cotton who by Yamtuni still has to wait. I'm a Rashmu Masnitin on Chinoza by Simani Tsaris. I'm a Furashim Ba'aru, which is explained in the 8th parak of Yavamas. Koshein Besari Maitzi Hevel. His skin does not, what's Maitzi Hevel, doesn't show signs of I don't know. Hevel means heat. That heat, like, is he like heat around what? Yeah, it could be.
It produces vapor after
feeding. Vapor, okay. Furechet. Vesari lakoi, he has thin hair. Vesari machlik, and very smooth skin. Yes, doctor.
You can finish.
What?
You can finish
with your... Good. I want to finish with two more lines. Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Daikinami, the Mishnah said, Behu Saris. Why did the Mishnah just say that? Tell me, he has Simani Saris. Frag the Gemara, because I know the way Simani Saris at Kama. So to what age is the guy a cotton if he has no Simani Saris, no Simani Saris? 25 years old. What happens? He had Reif's Kaisav until 35. When a person turns 35, that means he finished 35 years, which means he's now over the halfway point of a regular Yemei Shana Seinu Behem Shivim Shana. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Yes. Let me just read Rashi.
Okay.
No Rashi. Go.
So currently, I've always heard that 20, someone's alopecia is eligible for marriage and things like that. I mean, you can definitely see both in male and female secondary and primary sexual characteristics developing without hair. There are changes in the morphology between the testicles and males, that there's breasts and vulva and menstruation in females.
Okay, so you asked me the same question you asked me 2 weeks ago. What's the halacha of somebody who has alopecia? That's what you asked me 2 weeks ago.
No, actually, I was brought up alopecia.
Yeah.
Not
but now you're asking me what happens with a person that has alopecia.
I did advance the time to year 20, and you said 35, and I left it at that.
The answer is, I don't know. I'm sure they deal with it.
Oh, yeah.
Breast is a sign of godless. It's automatic that she has state cyrus. If she has alopecia, I don't know what happens again. I said then, I don't know, and I'll say it again, I don't know. And as I said last week, in that area, I'm an Adam Gadol. I found your Shami that says, what's an Adam Gadol? Somebody who says he doesn't know. I am an expert in saying I don't know.
Rashi beat you to it, Robbie. Rashi, in
the
Polish, says, I don't know why it
mentions. Okay, Rashi, Rabbi Kivager and Afchapayim and Beis in Brachas. Rashi says, Eini Yedei Perushai. He brings everywhere in Shas that Rashi says, Eini Yedei, on the side. And they say, Reb Chaim, I think, found two places that he didn't mention. The question is, not Reb Kivager didn't remember them, but why didn't he bring them? But that's...
Which Reb Chaim?
Yeah, well, Reb Chaim, did he have... But everybody's having a wonderful day. Mitzvah tomorrow is the last day before summer, and then we're off to Dawah.